money.
Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about a few credit myths that are out there. And first one being credit repair and credit debt consolidation. Are they the same? No, they're not. They're completely different. Credit repair is a process of working with the credit reporting agencies and creditors to improve your credit score as a way of increasing your FICO score. Credit repair is significant to consumers interested in receiving a benefit on better credit, competitive interest rates, lower payments. As I've talked before, when we've had some money chat about credit, it can affect you getting a job or not getting a job. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, or FCRA, established the right to contact credit bureaus to dispute items on your credit report. Now, one may be the disputes entry that are actually incorrect or incomplete or unable to be verified. And they say that 30% of credit out there or credit reports are having inaccuracies or items that can't be verified, which means that if the bureau cannot provide the information on the reports are accurate, then those items has to be removed. So credit repair is not just for if there's incorrect issues on your credit report, but even if there are issues that did happen, if they can't provide the documentation, they have to be removed. Now, debt consolidation usually involves combining a consolidation with multiple loans with a single loan, often with a lower monthly payment and a longer repayment period. A debt consolidation or loan consolidation company will come up with a payment plan that's affordable and satisfies the creditors at the same time. Now, the intent is to reduce your interest rates, enabling you as a consumer to catch up on payments and save money. Now, most debt consolidation companies will attempt to have late fees and penalties reduced or eliminated. But with debt consolidation, if they are negotiating with your creditors, this most likely will have a negative impact or effect on your credit score. So the credit reports, the creditors are actually reporting on your credit report delinquent activity. So you can actually see a pretty dramatic effect sometimes in the debt consolidation. Now, if you're just combining your debt yourself into one credit card to better your terms, this is different and in some situations would not impact your credit. But here I want to caution with you is if you want to make sure that you're not closing out any credit cards that have long history, you would have to do that. You may be doing this if you're consolidating your credit together and think that it would actually better your credit score. But if you're looking at the pie chart and how credit scores are affected, average age of credit represents 15% of your actual credit or FICO score. So you don't want to close out accounts. I say with anything that's 2 years or longer, keep those accounts opened because closing them out is something you can't go back and fix once it's been done. Now, you may be thinking if you're divorced that you're not going to be responsible for debt from your ex-spouse. That actually is not the case. If your name is on a loan or a borrower or co-signer, you're responsible for that debt. So even if you've been divorced and your former spouse agreed to handle the debt, your credit score can actually be affected if there's any late payments on that because the lender made an agreement with both or joint. And unfortunately, that agreement is not affected by anything in your divorce agreement. The best way to manage the debt in a divorce is to get rid of any of those joint loans, put the debt in the name of the person that's responsible for paying it. And if your former spouse is supposed to pay on the auto loans, those loans should be in their name only. Now, on a consumer credit score, the same as a lender credit score, this is one of the most common questions that I have in credit scoring is many of you are smart consumers and will periodically check your credit reports and the scores to verify the accuracy of the information displayed and get a sense of what your risk might be, which is a great thing. It comes as a surprise, though, when your credit report is actually pulled by a bank in my arena for mortgages, that the credit score is different. A lot of times, it's a substantial difference between them. A scoring model is a formula that assigns points based on known information to predict an unknown future outcome. So banks use a different credit score. The credit reports pulled by a consumer are frequently different scoring algorithm than those that are pulled by banks, lenders, and credit card companies. Sometimes they are unique algorithms developed by separate model companies. Sometimes they are industry specific, and other times they are custom algorithms that may be utilized. So with many model companies, credit risk algorithms come in a wide variety of flavors. flavors developed by many different model and companies. The Fair Isaac is the most common model, and their flagship algorithm, the FICO risk score, is most widely used and known in the industry when you're actually going in for an actual loan. Now, when a consumer pulls his or her credit, your own credit, they're most frequently viewing the Vantage Virgin. Now, consumers need to contact the bureaus in order to get their actual credit score through the individual bureaus, but the bureau, that it does have a fee that they're charging for that, but they're using the least expensive model to actually issue your credit score. So even then, directly through the bureaus, you can see that it's different when you're actually applying for a mortgage. So just the reality of how it goes there, I think they say that there's 53 different algorithms that are out there when actually using the algorithms that are used to get your actual credit score. So just know it's going to be different. And really the main reason for you as a consumer, you do want to engage, and you can go into, FICOscore.com or Credit Karma and get your credit report, not pay a fee for it, but just know that there can be a big difference in the actual score. The purpose for doing this is to get an idea of what's coming up on your credit report, if there's any things that should not be there, and you can address these things before actually having your credit report pulled by your mortgage professional. Coming up next on the Money Hour, filing annual income tax returns is a necessary chore that crops up every April. That's right. We are April 11th, so we're getting really close to April 15th. Fortunately, I have some advice in studio today that can help you, and especially if you have any tax problems that you may be dealing with. Greg Nunn, founder and principal of Nunn Better Tax Resolution and Redmond, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.